Vic Carucci and Jim Donovan, the voice of the Browns on the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network. Although you will hear his call of Sunday's game, just as you have the previous two preseason game, Saturday's game against the Colts in Indianapolis. You'll hear that and watch that on WKYC. He'll be paired with Bernie Kosar. Bernie Kosar, by the way, will be in studio co-hosting on Thursday, sitting in for Nathan Zagura. Today it's Jim Donovan in for Nathan. And I had a chance to sit down with the defensive line coach of the Browns, Joe Cullen, a short while ago, and get his thoughts on the impressive play of this group. Let's hear what Joe Cullen has to say. Coach, let's start with the performance of the defensive line, particularly in the second preseason game. It just seemed like that group was especially active and involved. Phil Taylor making some nice plays, but overall the group really looked like it was on top of its game.
Well, you know, Vic, they really were. They came out. One thing we wanted to do, we wanted to improve in our fundamentals, and we did that. We talked about playing with good pad level, attacking the line of scrimmage, and really playing off the blocks, and we did that in that second game. We were able to do a really good job against the run, the inside run game, and then we were very active in the throw game as well, getting pressure on the quarterback, and then, you know, Phil batted a ball down, so it was some good stuff.
Phil batted the ball down. He also was involved in stuffing Reggie Bush on a run play. It just seems like this move from defensive tackle in a four-man front to the nose in this three-man scheme is really agreeing with him.
Well, he really is very quick off the ball with his hands, and that's something that, you know, we thought he could do a great job of when Ray came here and put the scheme in. And he's really adapted to the position really well, and he likes the position. And you know, the centers in this league, you know, he's bigger than a lot of those centers. He can beat him with quickness as well as power, and that's a rare combination.
I was going to say, because you look at that position and you can see the extremes, a guy like a Vince Wilfork, who's so huge and dominant, and of course Phil Taylor's a very big man, but he, you know, he's not carrying that girth the way some of the other nose tackles are. Does that allow him to do some different things than, say, the way the Patriots utilize an outstanding player like a Wilfork?
Well, you know, absolutely. One of the things that in our scheme, we'll be moving a lot, and we'll, you know, obviously pressuring a lot, and Phil can do both. He's, you know, on that play where you said he ran down Reggie Bush, that was an exceptional play from an inside nose tackle position, and he's able to do both. He's big enough. He's 335. He's tall, close to 6'4", 6'5", and he can anchor down really well, but he's exceptional with his quickness where he can get around blocks as well.
And in that first preseason game, he runs down Isaiah Pede and then comes up from behind him and tomahawk chops and causes the fumble. It looks like that is the mindset that you're trying to get all these players in that Ray Horton has preached: make plays, force turnovers.
Well, from day one, you know, Ray and Coach Chud have talked about, you know, the emphasis of getting the ball back, and the only way you can do that is if all 11 are really pursuing the football. And, you know, Atuba Rubin, Dez, I mean, all the guys. Billy Wynn, he made a great play the first game as well, you know, out of the tackle box. And that's the thing about Phil. A lot of times those running backs and wide receivers, when he's sprinting from inside out, they can't see him. And, you know, he laid a good hit on that, and we were fortunate to get the ball.
Joe Cullen, Browns defensive line coach, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Joe, you brought up two names, Atuba Rubin and Desmond Bryant. Let's talk about Rubin, because he's in a different spot now, moving over to that end position where he had previously been at tackle. How is that agreeing with him?
Well, one of the things in our scheme, we really need to be able to, you know, dominate the line of scrimmage in the run game. And that left end position really is where a lot of teams will want to power the football. And I tell you, Tuba has really, he can play inside as a nose. He's done that in his career really well. But he's really adapted well, and he's really doing a great job on the line of scrimmage, knocking blockers back, taking up two blockers, and he's done a great job with that.
And Desmond Bryant, all, what, 6'6", 310 of him, big imposing guy, and it looks like just physically that we've seen on the practice field and then in these two preseason games, he's winning a lot of those battles.
No, he is. One of the things with Dez, you know, we knew coming in he could rush the passer, but he's really playing the run really well. You know, you think about it, he's the lightest of the three inside, and he's the biggest. I mean, he's playing well. He plays with really good leverage. He has really good hands in terms of getting hands inside, and he gets off a block as well. And he really is slippery in terms of rushing the passer.
Last thing, what are you looking for from this third preseason game from this group?
Really would like to just see them keep improving from the first week to the second week, and then now this third week, really take it another notch and really start getting ready for the season in terms of their preparation. And I'd just like to see improvement from the whole group.
Joe, thanks so much for your time.
Appreciate you, Vic. Thank you.
All right, that was Joe Cullen, the Browns defensive line coach in his first season guiding that group. I like hearing a lot of what he said, and I think there's reason for him to be as enthusiastic as he is. He's, by the way, of the coaches, I would say he is the most – he's the loudest, although you don't hear any volume because that voice of his
gets – got that voice.
Yeah, it gets he wears it out pretty quickly in practice.
Yeah. do you realize, Vic, that on that defensive line there are going to be a couple of guys that – probably aren't going to make this roster because of the numbers,
yeah,
that are going to go to some other NFL team probably and fit
help.
In quite nicely.
Yep.
I mean, I think that's how competitive they are right now on that defensive line. And behind that group that you guys were centering in on, Reuben and Taylor and Brian, I mean, you've got Billy Wynn, you've got John Hughes, you've got other guys that are really in there battling, playing hard. Even the kid that the late draft choice the other night, Armani Bryant, made a nice play.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, I think you're right. And I think this team, when you talk about what was left behind by Tom Heckert, by Mike Holmgren, and what was inherited and then what they had to work with. I mean, if there was any excitement or any cause for enthusiasm, it was focused right there. It was focused on this particular group, these linemen who I think give you foundationally something. And I think you're even seeing a little more than that in Phil Taylor, who was thought to be a big impact guy. But I think to the credit of the people who drafted him, but to the credit of the people who are coaching him now and schematically how they see him, envision him playing this nose tackle position, I think they're just getting so much more out of him than was gotten previously.
So do you think how we say that the offense now favors Brandon Whedon's talents, you think this new defense then favors what Phil Taylor can do?
I think there's no doubt about it, because the 3-4, as I've always understood it, has to start with that guy.
Absolutely. Casey Hampton, Wilfork, you brought up. Haloti Ngata. You know, remember the guy Justin Bannon that played for them in the middle of that?
No, go through the years of football, the decades of football of outstanding nose tackles who have played the position. Curly Culp, just inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Freddie Smirlis, I covered him in Buffalo, 5-time Pro Bowler.
Boston College.
The Boston College strongman, they call it. But, you know, you need and it's evolved, and it's evolved. And it's a position that I think in Taylor's sense that he can play up and down the line. He's active. He's aggressive. He's setting the tone for that entire group. And I think
he's setting it well.
Can't be overstated. Nathan Zagura is going to join us by phone shortly. We'll get his thoughts as we go through this Monday, Football Monday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. A pleasure to have Jim Donovan beside me. I'm Vic Carucci, and you're listening to ESPN 850 WKNR.